com piu 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 computer games. Yeah. I added on to it, Adam. How are you, my friend?
Oh, so good. I was actually wondering if we could get a spooky version for a special Halloween
episode. Oh, yes. Computer piu 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 games. Oh, that's right. That's good, the bad, the ugly.
I'm scared.
We can do a. Are you, that scared you?
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boots.
Excellent. That was the intention. I wanted to see you sweat in fear. And are you perspirating right now?
Oh, tons. I'm so wet.
Are you perspirating, Adam? Are you sweating in fear? Are you shaking in your boots?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think this segment's over. Thank you for a great time. No, in all seriousness, what game do you have for this week?
Today we're looking at Proximate by Kane Maddox.
Okay, and what's this game about?
So it's a dread-driven narrative game where you investigate a deep-sea laboratory and piece together the events that lead to a research team's demise. It's one of its main themes is corporate horror. So its tagline, which I love, is the optimist says it's half human. The pessimist says it's half monster. The project manager says, when can we ship it?
Yes, I love that. That's like you in this program. You're effectively a project manager for the antics that go on here.
I thought you were going to say I'm half monster.
Well, that is me. Oh, I am the scary man. Oh, maybe I'll do the segment talking like vampire. No, all right. I won't do that. This takes place under the sea. Do you have to equalize in order to, you know when you go scuba diving, you got to equalize with your nose? Does that need to take place?
You know, it's not really covered, to be honest. There is an airlock, but...
I don't work in the fictional realm. I am a very literal man, and I can't see past these flaws. Okay, so corporate horror. You're in a deep-sea laboratory, and a research team has been impacted by a half-human, half-monster. Is that what's happening?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but basically, there was a lab doing research that just stopped communicating, and you're sent down there basically wearing a headset. Think of like a VR headset, except now all you can see is a word that describes what you're looking at, a compass and a mini map.
Right.
So it's a very sort of simplistic way of looking at the game.
Yeah.
But the thing is, sometimes, you know, the wall is red and it'll say it's catch up, and sometimes it might say it's not catch up. It could be something else, especially when there's a torso next to it.
Goodness.
Yeah. It's.
And do we know if the team was doing important research?
Yeah. So, again, I won't give too much away, but basically there was a general strike and this research team was trying to figure out how can we get people working.
Right, and they're doing that under the sea.
Very secretive, very secretive, yeah.
Do you know, deep sea, how deep... I'm going to go on irrelevant details this week, I think. How far under sea are these people?
Pretty deep. I think it's about a kilometre from memory, but there's a hole involved.
Oh.
Deep sea hole.
Oh, wow, I like it. How does this puppy play? By puppy, I mean the game.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a point-and-click adventure in that you, with this visor and all you can see is the mini-map and the words, you're kind of walking around half-blind. They say, go to this room, and you kind of have to remember the map in your head. It's like, okay, I've got to go north a bit. I remember there was a chair there, so a few steps past the chair. And, you know, maybe there are other things in the room. And
so you've just got that compass?
Pretty much, yeah.
Goodness, it's like you're a mariner.
Yeah, and it's probably a good thing that you can't see.
Why?
So I don't want to spoil too much again, but there is a torso and a lot of catch-up involved.
Okay, very interesting. And there's a red stain on the wall.
Yeah, the catch-up. Wink, wink.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the team that made this game. They're obviously Australian.
Yeah, Kane Maddox, a solo developer. They came from 7 years of tech startup work. So a lot of the corporate speak feels really realistic. Oh,
we're talking synergy.
Yeah,
global
exactly.
markets.
So when you're trying to recover this research data, you're reading these emails, and it's it's like corporate horror in a way that's like, it doesn't even have to be a horror game.
Not one like, for those that want to escape the corporate life.
Exactly.
Just, I may as well just open my emails.
Yeah, yeah.
And see.
But yeah, they eventually decided, I wonder how long I can work on a game before I get fired.
Right.
Made this. And it came out about a year ago, but it still travels around with expos, and it's always a favorite. So I think 2024, they won an award at South by Southwest.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, yeah, very cool. And you can play it on all consoles?
This one's only on Windows, Mac, and Linux. But okay, because it doesn't have the most complicated graphics, you can play it on pretty much anything.
Hell yeah. Have you got it?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cheap too. It's around $5, and it takes about an hour or two to finish. So it's a pretty quick game.
Very cool. You finished it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you finish most games?
Most games. If they're 60 hours long, we'll get the gist and then yeah, finish it in my own time. And either way, if it's fun to play, it's fun
you,
to play.
You must you know, have very dexterous thumbs.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd like some lessons, some stretching exercises perhaps after this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In fact, why don't we put on a song and we can stretch out my fingers and try to get to your level.
Okay. Sounds good.
That sounds good.